إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، we continue reading from شرح عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد العلامة الدكتور ربيع بن هادي المدخلي حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات، أمين. الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله تعالى in this book of عقيدة، عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث، we stopped at the last point when the Shaykh ربيع حفظه الله تعالى he was explaining the statement that الإمام الصابوني mentioned in this book of عقيدة that أن قول أهل السنة في الرجل إذا سئل عن الإيمان عن الإيمان هل أنت مؤمن أنه يقول أنا مؤمن إن شاء الله. That from the عقيدة of أهل السنة and that which أهل السنة they say if one of them is asked about إيمان, if a person who is upon the way of a Salaf, upon the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is asked, are you a believer? The answer is, yes, I am a believer, inshallah. And it is very important to understand what he means. That is because there is Ahlul Bidah, deviant sects such as Al-Murji'ah, as الجهمية يمنعون من الاستثناء ويقولون أن هذا الذي يستثني يشك في إيمانه، ولكن منطلق أهل السنة ليس هو الشك. So it's very important to understand when أهل السنة, the people who adhere to the way of the Salaf, adhere to the truth, to the haqq, when one of them says, I am a believer, inshallah, if Allah wills, then he has to be understood correctly. Shaykh Rabi, hafidhahullah ta'ala, he says in the previous class, we're reviewing right now, he says that, he says, inshallah, not out of doubt, as a Ahlul Bidah, some deviant sects like the Murji'ah and the Jahmiyyah, them they say, if a person say, I'm a believer, inshallah, they say, well, this person has doubt. He's not even sure if he's a believer or not. That's how they look at it. The Murji'ah and the Jahmiyyah, they say, if a person say, I am a believer, inshallah, if Allah wills, then they say this person, he doesn't even have certainty in his iman. He has doubt because he's saying, inshallah. You should say, I am a believer. You should have certainty that you are a believer. But Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, when he explains that Ahlul Sunnah, when they say, I am a believer, inshallah, is not because of doubt. They believe in Allah. But they say inshallah because if they say I am a believer and that's it, then they give in tazkiyah for themselves. Meaning they have fulfilled iman. They have fulfilled ikhlas, taqwa, birr. If someone just say I am a believer, meaning he's saying that he's a muttaqi, upon taqwa, upon birr. He has ikhlas, no show off in his actions. This person who says he's a believer without saying inshallah, then he's saying that he's fulfilling every single command of Allah and staying away from every prohibition. What is this person? But rather when they say inshallah, meaning they say, yes, I'm a believer, but I'm not fulfilling all of what I'm supposed to do. Okay? Trying my best to act upon the commands of Allah and to stay away from the prohibitions. But all of us have deficiencies. So when the believer, when Ahlul Sunnah, they say, one of them say, I am a believer, inshallah. By saying inshallah, that's an indication that he is not giving the iman all the rights. Okay? He's not, and who amongst us that can make such a claim that we act upon every single command of Allah and His Messenger, and we stay away from every single prohibition, and we have fulfilled ikhlas completely, and we have fulfilled taqwa completely? So that's how you understand it. But Ahlul Bidah, Al Jahmiyyah and Al Murji'ah, why? Because to them, iman is a tasdiq faqat. For these deviant sects, what is iman to them? As long as you say La ilaha illallah. If you know, if someone acknowledges that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, that's iman. That's it. But with Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Al Imanu, Qawlun, Wa I'tiqad, Wa Amal. Yazid wa yanqus. Yazid bil ta'a wa yanqus bil ma'asiyah. But Ahlul Sunnah, the definition of iman to them, as they took this from the text of the Quran and the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that iman is a statement of the tongue and conviction in the heart and actions, righteous actions as well. And this iman increases and decreases. The people, they're not all on the same level of iman. No, they are not. People varies. And they varies not according to where they come from or their color, but they varies according to this, righteous actions. Those who are obedient to Allah, the more they are obedient, the more their iman increases. And those who are whose iman decreases, it decreases also because of disobedience to Allah. When one of us obey Allah, obey His orders, obey the orders of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when we fulfill our obligations sincerely for Allah, the iman increases. When you perform the prayers, establish the prayers, you're dutiful to your parents, you guard your tongue from backbiting, from lying, from falsehood, you guard your eyes from looking at haram, your ears from listening to music, falsehood, lies, and the like. You guard your hands, you don't oppress anybody, you don't push any button that you have no business to push, and the like. You don't oppress others, then inshallah ta'ala your iman increase by being obedient to Allah, by doing actions of obedience. And if a people began to look at anything, say anything, do anything, be in anything, watching anything, they don't care. If it's halal or haram, they don't care, then that reflects on the state of their iman. Aynam. But Ahlul Bidah, he says, look, as long as you say La ilaha illallah, that's certainty, so there is no need for you to say inshallah, because they don't do actions. And to them, actions are not part of iman, wa al-iyadu billah. قال فالشاهد أن قول أهل السنة في الرجل إذا سئل عن الإيمان هل أنت مؤمن أنه يقول أنا مؤمن إن شاء الله أو آمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه أو أرجو أني مؤمن إن شاء الله إنما هو بناء على أنه ما وفى الإسلام حقه. He says, so when a statement of one person of أهل السنة, the one who ascribed to himself to the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, not just someone who affiliates himself with a place called Sunnah. Nah. The places doesn't change. Just because a person go to a place called Sunnah or Ahlul Sunnah, I mean, doesn't change anything unless that person himself learned the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and act upon it in every matter of his life, and mainly in the belief, in the aqidah, in the creed, then all the actions of worship, you perform them according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this person is a person of sunnah, from Ahlus Sunnah. Not like you have a t-shirt like Ahlus Sunnah, that don't make you from Ahlus Sunnah. No. You gotta learn the sunnah from its proper sources, understand it correctly, the understanding of As-Salaf As-Salih, of the Sahaba in the first place, and the Tabi'een and Atba' Tabi'een and the great Imams of Al-Islam, and taking it from the books of the scholars who adhere to the way of the Salaf, and apply it to the best of your ability, then you're from the people of Sunnah, by learning the Sunnah and applying it in your life. So when one of these people who are upon the Haqq, because they are upon the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is asked about Iman, are you a believer? He does not say, yes, no doubt, 100%, I'm a believer. Now it become a tazkiyah. He's giving tazkiyah to himself, and he's saying, as the Shaykh mentioned, I'm 100% a Muslim, I act upon all the commands, I stay away from every single prohibition, I have sincerity, no riyah, I'm a muttaqi, and who is that person amongst us who can really claim such thing? So that's why when one of Ahlul Sunnah says, I am a believer, inshallah, why he say inshallah? Because he knows he's not acting upon every single command of Allah and staying away from all the prohibitions. We have deficiencies and we have shortcomings and the like. والمسألة الثانية الشهادة لمن كتب له بشيء مات عليه وهذا على العموم فيقول رحمه الله ويشهدون لمن مات على الإسلام أن عاقبته الجنة. The second point that Imam al-Sabuni mentioned in this point of Aqidah, that Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they believe that a person will die on what's already written for them in al-Lawh al-Mahfuz. In other ways, people don't choose what they're going to die upon. When the angel of death comes to a person, that person doesn't say to the angel of death, oh, give me 20 minutes, I want to go in the masjid. And once I pray in the second rak'ah, in sujood, please come and take my soul. It does not work like that. Because when the angel of death comes and is sent by Allah to take the soul, he's going to take it. Now, we know certain people, they died while they're in sujood. Certain people, they died while they were in jihad, fi sabilillah. Other people, they died while they were helping others, doing good actions for their families or for others. There are people, they died and at the night, some dark place, reading the Quran or making tahajjud. There are people, died on Monday or Thursday while they were fasting. And of course, there are other people, died while they were listening to music. People die while he was in the club. He's a Muslim, but he's still going to the club, and he died in there. All right? So, people died while they were stealing, cheating. Okay? So, but Ahlul Sunnah, they believe that a person will die on the state that already written for him to die. We don't know what's written for us. That's why we should adhere to that which is right. And we ask Allah firmness upon the path, His path, and we constantly ask Allah to make our end, and we make us to die on a good thing, on a righteous action. So, Al-Imam al-Sabuni says that Ahlul Sunnah, Al-Salaf, Ahlul Hadith, they bear witness that anyone who died upon Islam, his place, his dwelling place will be Jannah. عاقبته الجنة يعني من مات على الإسلام ولو كان من الفساق ومن العصاة عاقبته الجنة. Sheikh Rabi'a said this statement, he means whoever dies upon Islam even if that person was disobedient to Allah, he was from the sinful, those who used to wrong themselves by acting upon sins and by disobeying Allah, whether by neglecting certain obligations or falling into certain prohibitions, that of course doesn't take them out of Islam. Some sins remove person out of Islam, because this person dies on Islam. They die upon Islam, but they were sinful, they have sins. That person will end up in the Jannah. Anyone who died upon Islam will end up in the Jannah, will end up in the Jannah. ثم إن كان مستكمل الإيمان ويستحق ما وعد الله به المتقين وقام بالأعمال الصالحة والعقائد الصادقة إلى آخره فهذا يستحق دخول الجنة رأسا. So look now, the Shaykh bring in the people of the Jannah. Not all the people going to enter the Jannah at once. I said the gates will open. All right, every Muslim who died upon Islam, enter. First of all, certain people that will enter the Jannah from different gates. Certain people will enter Al-Jannah before others. And there are those who will enter Al-Jannah after they go to the hellfire for a while. Only Allah knows how long. But here the Prophet, the Shaykh, Hafidhahullah, Shaykh Rabi', he says, there are certain people who, they complete Iman. They were serious. They study. That's what makes the difference, Ikhwan. It's not the color, what country you come from, how much money you have. You cannot buy a spot in the Jannah. You just can't. These are people who are serious. They constantly put in their mind, why I'm here? Why I'm here? Why I'm created? Why I'm on earth? I need to make it. I'm going to die. And there is only two destinations after death, after the dead resurrection. There is Jannah and the hellfire. There is no between. This earth will not gonna be available for anyone. Those who don't find themselves in the Jannah, they will find themselves with no doubt in the hellfire. So if we constantly remember this reality, then inshallah, that's all we need. These reminders. Constantly look at yourself, who you are, where you come from, why you're here in this life. You're not just here to do whatever you want to do and keep ripping and running and do whatever you want to do, say whatever you want to say, go wherever you want to go. No, you're a servant of Allah. And you're created for a reason, for a purpose, to worship Allah. And you know you're going to die, and it's not dead. Like other misguided people, it's like once you die, that's it, that's the end of your life. Nobody's going to hear of you. No, we believe that we're going to actually, that's the real life we're about to start. We're going to be resurrected, and we're going to all stand in front of Allah, and what's going to decide which side we're going to be in? Those who are happy or those who are miserable? Those who are in the Jannah or in the hellfire? Once again, actions. That's why the Shaykh said, those who in this life, they were serious, and they established the deen of Allah. They have sound creed. They were strong in their iman, their belief. And therefore they act upon what Allah commanded them to do to the best of their abilities. They stay away from the prohibitions. They were obedient to Allah. They do righteous deeds. And they become from the muttaqeen. They will enter al-Jannah. Straight. May Allah make us from the many. وَإِنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا وَمَاتَ مُسَرًّا عَلَى ذَنْبِهِ فَهَذَا تَحْتَ مَشِيَةِ اللَّهِ إِنْ شَاءَ عَذَّبَهُ وَإِنْ شَاءَ عَفَى عَنْهُ وأدخله الجنة بدون عذاب وإن عذبه فلا بد أن يخرج بحكم هذا التوحيد وهذا الإيمان الذي مات عليه. Now the second type of people of the Jannah is if the person who died upon Islam, he was sinful, he used to wrong himself, he used to disobey Allah, this person died while they were persistent upon a sin, they didn't repent from the sin, they die upon certain sins. They are less than shirk, of course, because Allah does not forgive shirk. As Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. سورة النساء. Allah does not forgive shirk, but He forgives anything else less than the shirk to whom He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shaykh Rabi'ah wa ta'ala, he's mentioning this point of aqidah, that the person who died upon Islam, but they died while they were persistent upon a sin, and they disobeyed Allah, they wronged themselves, then that person, on the day of judgment, they are under the mashia of Allah. They are under the will of Allah. If a person die upon major sins, lesser than the shirk, they are under the will of Allah. What does it mean? The Shaykh says, meaning, when a Muslim, somebody die upon Islam, upon Tawheed, not upon shirk, but they stand in front of Allah with sins that they didn't repent from in this life. Now they are under the will of Allah. If Allah wish to forgive them, they will be forgiven and enter al-Jannah. They don't have to go to no hellfire. But if Allah wish to punish them for their sins, they will be punished. They will spend some time. Allah knows how much that time. In the hellfire, ya Ikhwan. In the hellfire, then they will come out. Because no one remains in the hellfire. Anyone who died upon Tawheed will come out from the hellfire if they find themselves in it. And their place will be the Jannah. And this is a refutation against the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila and the Sufiya as well. Because the Khawarij, if you remember the Aqidah, who can remind me, what is the Aqidah of the Khawarij as related to the Muslim who died upon a major sin that is less than just shirk? In this dunya?
They say he's a kafir.
He's a kafir in this life. That's why they kill Muslims. If you wonder why they kill Muslims in a masajid and this, you have no beard and you pray in Asa, they kill him. Why he kill him? Kafir. Why? He has no beard. Isbal, kafir. And many things. Okay? A'udhu billah. Or he's not on what they are upon. He's a kafir to them. He died. Even he says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Salat. Person is praying in a masjid. Kill them anyway. This is the aqidah of the Khawarij. Wal'iyadu billah. So in this life, they consider that person is a kafir. And in the hereafter? They say that he is in the hellfire forever. But Ahlul Sunnah now. Ahlul Sunnah, they say, if a person die upon Islam and meet Allah with major sins that are less than shirk, that person is under the will of Allah. If Allah wish to forgive them, they are forgiven. They go to the Jannah, even though they have sins. But if Allah wants to punish them, they will be punished, but they will not be forever because they died upon what? Tawheed. No one will be in the hellfire forever if they die upon Tawheed. The Mu'tazila, what they say?
They say in this life he's between.
In the hereafter, they agree with the Khawarij. They agree with the Khawarij. They says that person who died upon a major sin, he's in a hellfire forever, wa'iyadu billah. Going against the texts in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, and thus opposing the sound creed of a Salaf. That was the Sahaba, Ridwanullah alayhim, they were upon, and the Tabi'een, and the great Imams of Islam. In this life, the Mu'tazila, they differ with the Khawarij. They say that person, he's not a believer and he's not a disbeliever. Who is he? They say he's between. Between, do they have an ayah that says that? Allah says, فَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنْ وَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرْ. مِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنْ وَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرْ. There is those who believers amongst you and disbelievers. Allah didn't say, the ulama, they says when they refute the Mu'tazila, they says Allah didn't say, and there is those who are between. وَلَيَّادُ بِاللَّهِ. And then you have the Sufiya, the Murji'ah, and the like. What they say? They say that the person who who die upon Islam will enter al-Jannah. That's it. It's because the iman to them is doesn't increase, doesn't decrease. Just anyone who died acknowledging and saying, some they say just by acknowledging in your heart. Others from them they say, now you say it with your tongue, La ilaha illallah, you're in the Jannah. They don't have this, okay, like some of the Muslims, they will end up in a hellfire for a while because of their sins. They don't. No, they said all Muslims will enter Al-Jannah. So this is a refutation against Ahlul Bid'ah wal-Batil. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we praise Him for saving us from being on any of those deviant paths. طيب ولذلك قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله عاقبته الجنة جاء بكلمة عاقبة ومعناه أنه قد يعذب فإذا مات مصرا على ذنب فإنه في النهاية ولو عذب يدخل الجنة بإيمانه. The Sheikh said that's why الإمام الصابوني he carefully choose this, use this term عاقبته. He will end up. So when you say he will end up, what does it mean? If someone said he will end up, he will end up there. Meaning what?
That he knows.
Nah.
He may go direct or indirect.
That he may go somewhere and then end up there. You see? Now he will end up there. But he may go somewhere before that. That's exactly what he says. Meaning that the person who died upon Islam, he may be punished in the hellfire, but he will be in the Jannah, inshallah, by Allah's rahmah and mercy. And remember the people that enter the Jannah by Allah's mercy. Yeah, we have to do action, but our action can never be the price for Jannah. Can't. Ayna. So he will enter al-Jannah because of his iman. Even the slightest of iman, slightest amount of iman, as it is clear in the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وأحاديث الشفاعة واضحة في هذا ومن الأدلة قول الله تعالى إن الله لا يغفر المشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. سورة النساء آية 48 and also 116. The Shaykh says there is so many narrations. The narrations of the Shafa'a, we studied them in the previous chapter, if you remember. And also the ayah in Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed Allah does not forgive shirk, those who associate partners with Him in worship, but He forgives anything else, meaning the one who upon Tawheed. They are upon Tawheed, but they meet Allah with sins that are less than shirk, Allah forgive that, to whom He wills. قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله فإن الذين سبق القضاء عليهم أن الله من الله عفوا من الله أنهم يعذبون بالنار مدة لذنوبهم التي اكتسبوها ولم يتوبوا منها يعني ماتوا مصرين عليها فإنهم يردون أخيرا إلى الجنة. Imam al-Sabuni says, those that is written for them in the decree of Allah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be punished in the hellfire, a period of time because of their sins that they have earned in this life, and they did not repent from them. See, these are the people who they wronged themselves by committing sins that they didn't repent. They died while they didn't repent in this sense. These people is written that they will be punished because of those sins. The Shaykh said, meaning they were persistent upon those sins. They didn't just do the sin and say, oh Allah forgive me. No, they were doing the sin, constantly wronging themselves. He says, even though they may be punished in the hellfire, their final place and abode will be what? The Jannah. Why? Because of the Tawheed that they are upon. Because of the Iman they have. Okay? They don't have the perfect Iman, but they have Tawheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, he mentioned the ayah, 40 in Surah An-Nisa. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى إن الله لا يظلم مثقال ذرة وإن تك حسنة يضاعفها ويؤتي من لدنه أجرا عظيما. Surely Allah does not wrong even of the weight of an atom or a small ant. But if there is any good done by the person, Allah doubles it and gives from him a great reward. This is the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do one thing, is written for you as one bad thing. If a person wrong himself, it is written as one. You repent, Allah forgive you. For certain people, Allah exchange your evil deeds to good ones. Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah. Karamullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you do good deed, it is 10. It is rewarded as 10, not as 1. For certain people, 700. Certain people, more than that. Allahu Akbar. قال فالذي عنده مثقال ذرة من إيمان لابد أن يخرجه الله من النار بفضله وبرحمته ثم بشفاعة الشافعين. He says, anyone who died while they die upon Iman, even that Iman, the amount of Iman, may equal an atom of weight or a small ant. That person, because of that Iman, Allah will get him out of the hellfire by Allah's mercy, out of His mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the bounty of Allah. And then, by the intercession of those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given permission to intercede as well. وَلَا يَبْقَى أَحَدٌ فِي النَّارِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Imam al-Sabuni, he says, no Muslim will remain in the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. Anyone who died upon Islam will not remain in the fire forever. خلافا للخوارج والمعتزلة في زعمهم, as the Shaykh mentioned, and this is a point of aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah, but the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila, they oppose this point of aqidah according to this wicked claim. أن من دخل النار لا يخرج منها ولو كان من أهل الذنوب من الموحدين. Because the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila, they believe in their wicked creed, which is false, that if anyone enters the hellfire, will never come out, even if he's from the Muwahideen, even if that person died upon Tawheed, upon Islam. They believe, the Khawarij and Mu'tazila, if someone enters the hellfire, will never come out. To them, there is no coming out. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ وَيَتَتَبَّعُونَ الْمُتَشَابِهِ مِنْ نُصُوصِ الْقُرْآنِ. And where they get this from? And then they will bring you ayat from the Quran. Those unclear texts that in the Quran that you have to refer them to the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, who they have knowledge of them, such as the statement of Allah, for example, in Surah Al-Muddathir 48, فَمَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ. They're like, look, those people who enter the hellfire, no intercession of anyone will be of any benefit for them. You see, they said, see, that's the Quran. مَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ. مِنْ فَلَا تُقْبَلُ عِنْدَهُمْ فِيهِمْ شَفَاعَةُ وَلَا يُخْرَجُونَ أَوْ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ النَّارِ. Meaning to them, they understood this, that these are people that said, whoever entered the hellfire, no one can intercede on their behalf. No intercession is accepted. And therefore, they will not leave the hellfire. Another ayah that they use to support their wicked creed and belief, وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ. Okay? Because Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 167, and they will not leave the fire. They will not, certain people who enter the hellfire, Allah says, they will not leave the hellfire. They will not come out of the hellfire. Many other ayats and texts that they use. لكن الشيخ says هذه آيات ورد في الكفار الخالصين الكفار الخلص. He said these ayats that the Khawarij they use, these are verses about the disbelievers, those who disbelieve in Allah, those who don't have no tawheed. They're the one that will not come out of the hellfire. They're the one that no intercession of anyone will be of any benefit for them. وَأَمَّا مَنْ شَابَ إِيمَانَهُ بِذُنُوبٍ وَلَوْ بِكَبَائِرٍ وَمَاتَ مُصِرًّا عَلَيْهَا فَإِنَّ هَذَا تَحْتَ مَشِيئَةِ اللَّهِ إِنْ شَاءَ عَذَّبَهُ وَإِنْ شَاءَ عَفَى عَنْهُ وَإِنْ عَذَّبَهُ لَا بُدَّ أَنْ يُخْرِجَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ بِسَبَبِ إِيمَانِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ أَدِلَّةِ فَضْلِ التَّوْحِيدِ. So he says, look, the Khawarij, they use ayats, texts that are about the disbelievers. They apply them on the Muslims. They apply them on the Muslims. He says, no. Actually, if a Muslim died upon Tawheed, upon Islam, even though he has tarnished his iman with sins and disobedience to Allah, even though those sins are major sins, that are less than shirk, and a person, while they died, they were persistent upon these major sins, that person on Yawm al-Qiyamah, he's under the will of Allah. This is the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. He's under the will of Allah. If Allah wills, He will punish such a person and then forgive them after that. You see? Then forgive them. And if... No, he says, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, He will punish such a person or forgive them. Actually. Or forgive them. That's the proper translation. He says, if those who died upon Tawheed, upon Islam, while they were persistent upon sins, even though those sins are major sins, that are less than shirk, they die on that, they are under the Mashi'a of Allah. What it means? If Allah wants to punish them, they will be punished. But if Allah wants to forgive them, they are forgiven. And those who are punished, they will not dwell in the fire forever. They will eventually come out of the hellfire because of what? Because of that iman they die upon. Even if it's a small end of that iman. He says, and this is from the Adillah that highlight the virtue of Tawheed. Dying upon Tawheed. Worshipping none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not committing shirk. Not associating partners with him in worship. قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله ومن مات والعياذ بالله على الكفر فمرده إلى النار لا ينجو منها ولا يكون لمقامه فيها منتهى. He says, but الإمام الصابوني, he says, if a person died and we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from such thing, someone died upon disbelief, not upon Islam, in that person who died on this, he will be amongst the dwellers of the hellfire. There is no way out for them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَإِنَّ لَهُ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا وَقَالَ ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا وَغَيْرِهَا مِنَ الْأَدِلَّةِ الَّتِي وَرَدْ فِي خُلُودِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. If someone die upon disbelief, upon shirk, then that person will be in the hellfire. As Allah says, whoever disobeyed Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for them is the fire of hell. They will dwell in it forever. Those who oppose the message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they die upon kufr, upon disbelief and shirk and the like. These are one of the ayahs, amongst many others, that they are upon... They are about those who disbelieve in Allah, out of arrogance, out of this or that, and they didn't obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they didn't follow the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent with the messengers, then these people, they will dwell forever in the hellfire, wa'iyadu billah. وأما الموحدون الذين يموتون على التوحيد ولو كانت عندهم كبائر وماتوا مصرين عليها فإنهم إن لم يغفر الله لهم ابتداء وعذبهم فلا بد أن يخرجهم من النار بفضله وعدله سبحانه وتعالى ويدخلهم الجنة. But the موحدون, those who die upon توحيد, they die upon Islam, upon Islamic monotheism, even if they die upon major sins, they die while they were persistent upon these sins, if Allah does not forgive them on Yawm al-Qiyamah and allow them to enter al-Jannah, but rather Allah wish to punish them, they will come out. Even those who find themselves in the hellfire, and may Allah protect us from the hellfire. It's not something that you can take lightly and say, okay, well, even if end up in the hellfire, okay, well, eventually we're going to be in Jannah. You can't even take a hot shower, man. You can't even drink a hot cup of tea. Not talking about spending some time in the hellfire. That's your place. You can't even put your hand on a hot stove. You know what do to you. What do to your skin. Shut you down. We ask Allah to protect us. But this is the point of Aqeedah. Those who die upon Tawheed and because of their sins, that they were persecuted. That's why, Ikhwan, the importance of making Tawbah to Allah. Those amongst us who are being wronging others, you got to make Tawbah. Because these are things that subject the people to go to the hellfire. If anyone here is undutiful to his parents, you got to stop now. A'udhu billah, astaghfirullah, be nice to your parents. If someone wronging his wife, right now you got to change your mind. If a wife is disobedient to her husband and giving him hard time, then you got to stop now. If someone is upon riba, stop now. Stop. If someone involves in any haram, his job or business, leave it alone now. Why? Because these are the sins that make the people go to the hellfire. Not their colors, not what country you come from. It has nothing to do with that. The sins. So you got to make a decision today. Because death is certain, tomorrow is not. Aynam. But alhamdulillah, those who they die upon Tawheed, they eventually enter Al-Jannah, even though they may find themselves in the hellfire, but they will not dwell in it forever, but rather they will find themselves in the Jannah from the fadl of Allah and His adl, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He will enter them into the Jannah. ولهذا يقول الشيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى نعوذ بالله من الذنوب والمعاصي ونعوذ بالله من النار قال والله ما نريد أن نراها ولا نسمع حسها فنسأل الله أن يحول بيننا وبينها وأن يتوفانا على الإسلام والإيمان. الشيخ ربيع, he concludes the explanation of this point and also this chapter. He says, we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from her sins and disobedience. He said, we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the hellfire. He says, wallahi, we don't want to see it. We don't want to hear it. He said, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the hellfire, to put a barrier between us and between it. He said, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cause us to die upon Islam and upon Iman. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam kathira kathira. We can, the next chapter will be about Al-Mubashsharuna Bil-Jannah, those who were given the glad tidings of Al-Jannah. That's for the next class, inshaAllah ta'ala.